today I'm interviewing Saskatoon lawyer Ted Koski about everything you need to know about powers of attorney in Saskatchewan. In addition to his law degree, Ted has a BSc in mathematics and computational science and previously worked as a systems analyst. He's been practicing law in the province since 1981. Thanks for joining me today, Ted.
My pleasure, Cheryl.
Now, to start off, what is a power of attorney exactly?
A power of attorney is a document that allows an individual to give someone else the authority to act on his or her behalf. You name another person that document to do certain things for you. It can be somewhat unrestricted, or it can be rather restricted.
Are there different types of powers of attorney?
I guess in practical terms, yes. One can appoint an attorney to manage their property. In other words, to make decisions about financial and property affairs. I guess we call that individual a property attorney. The other is a personal attorney, who is an individual that can be given authority to make decisions about personal affairs. This could include things about where one might live or what kind of help one might need, perhaps around their home. The thing to keep in mind is that a personal attorney is not entitled to make health care decisions. That is something that is done under a separate piece of legislation.
And what are those? What is that document called?
That document is called the Health Care Directives Act.
Okay, that's interesting. It's different than Ontario, where we just have one for property and one for health. Many people routinely complete power of attorney forms when they make a will. Why is it important for an individual to grant a power of attorney at that particular time?
Well, it's usually a time when people are planning for what I call unforeseen circumstances. Will plans for death, and ultimately, if we knew when we were going to die, we'd take care of things minutes before. We're planning for something that we simply cannot gauge in terms of time. Same thing happens in terms of a power of attorney. We're really planning for an event which is either incapacity or a time when we need the help or assistance of others. The important thing really is that at the time of drafting a will, usually a determination is made that an individual has capacity to make a will. If a person has the capacity to make a will, they will also have the capacity to make a power of attorney. The difficulty is that if we allow that to wait, this unforeseen or unplanned event of incapacity or otherwise may come at a time when we just simply aren't able to do our power of attorney.
Should a power of attorney be made with a lawyer, or can someone just download a form and fill it out?
Well, people certainly can download forms, and those are becoming more and more popular on websites. I certainly do not recommend it. I think many times what we see is that people think that the plain, ordinary English is something that is going to be something they can employ to carry out their wishes. That is not always the case. I often use the example of someone hiring an electrician to wire the garage. Yes, we probably could do it on our own, but if one thinks about it, we certainly would be far better served if we hired a journeyman electrician to do that.
And it doesn't cost much either to...
No, powers of attorney really are quite inexpensive. Frankly, I can tell you in my practice, my charge for a power of attorney is less than my normal hourly rate, and I usually spend several hours working on it.
So what happens if a person becomes incapable of handling his or her own affairs and has not granted a power of attorney?
Well, they really are left with only a couple of alternatives. One is to make an application to the court for a decision maker to be appointed. And the other alternative would be to make an application. When I say to make an application to the court, it would be under what is called the Adult Guardianship and Co-Decision Making Act. Another option would be to look at the potential of engaging the public guardian and trustee. And indeed, there is a mechanism as well within the Public Guardian and Trustee Act for that person to also become a decision maker.
What qualifications does the power of attorney have to have?
Well, the power of attorney ultimately must be an adult, which in terms of Saskatchewan is 18 years of age or older. Person must have capacity, and ultimately is somebody who cannot have certain disqualifications. The person cannot be, for example, an undischarged bankrupt. The second is the person, if convicted of a criminal offense within the prior 10 years, and it's not every criminal offense, but it's offenses that are prescribed, such as assault, acts of violence, intimidation, threats, theft, fraud, breach of trust, those sorts of things. If a person has been convicted within the 10 years prior, the person either must have been pardoned or the person must disclose that conviction to the person making the power of attorney and ultimately in writing that grantor must consent. As well, there's one other disqualification, and it's a person's occupation cannot be such that he or she is providing personal care or health care services to the person granting the power of attorney for remuneration.
Can a power of attorney make or modify a will?
No, it cannot.
Okay. And do financial institutions and other groups, for example, have to accept the power of attorney at face value and let the power of attorney manage the grantor's affairs?
Yes. My view is that, yes, they must. There are times when there might be certain things that have been either prescribed or not prescribed within a power of attorney that perhaps a financial institution might question, but on whole, yes, they must. Often people think about powers of attorney much like they do wills, where financial institutions would require people to go to the court to get what are called letters probate, which is in a sense, a confirmation of the last will and testament and the appointment of an executor. There is no similar such requirement for powers of attorney.
What other types of documentation might they typically request, though, before acting on a power of attorney?
Well, my experience generally has been, firstly, identity. If indeed there is a contingency that is set out, the most common contingency that is set out in a power of attorney is incapacity. They will look for proof of incapacity. I guess in practical terms as well, they may want to be assured that the individual is still alive, because what we should remember is that a power of attorney only acts during the lifetime of an individual. At death, the will takes over.
So can a power of attorney, for example, change the names on bank account?
Well, they can, but there must be actual specific provision made within the power of attorney that actually allows that to occur. So generally speaking, powers of attorney give a very, very broad power. In fact, it's unrestricted, unless it actually is restricted. But legislation actually very specifically says that you cannot give someone else the authority to make decisions that the attorney has been given to make. And so ultimately, by changing accounts or changing names, in essence, you are doing that. You're letting someone else make those decisions because of the signing power. So my view is there is a requirement that type of provision must be specifically provided for in the power of attorney.
Does the Saskatchewan power of attorney have to be registered anywhere?
No, it does not.
And how can it be revoked?
Well, it can be revoked in a variety of ways. Sometimes power of attorney will actually have a date specified in it as to when it actually is terminated. The grantor, if indeed the grantor has capacity, can do a written revocation of the power of attorney. It ceases on the death of the grantor. It ceases on the power of attorney either lacking capacity, dying, resigning, or ceasing to meet the qualifications that the Act sets out. It also ceases if a decision maker is made under the Adult Guardianship and Co-Decision Making Act, or if the public guardian is appointed to act, or indeed if there are is an order that the person is presumed dead. Another which people often will not be aware of is it also, if indeed the grantor and the attorney are spouses, on their ceasing to cohabit as spouses, as a result of intending to cease that relationship.
That's really interesting.
Yes. It's a protective mechanism that I think is there in place to say, all right, perhaps that is an occasion when one should reassess those types of decisions.
So is the power of attorney made in Saskatchewan valid in the rest of the country or outside the country?
My view is that in most instances it will be. However, from time to time, there I see that there are idiosyncrasies in various jurisdictions that might have a specific provision that perhaps our power of attorney has not provided for. In Saskatchewan, provision is specifically made within the legislation to say that an extra provincial power of attorney is valid, if indeed it is valid in the place where it has been executed. I would think in most instances that would be the case with other jurisdictions. But there may be something unique. For example, prior to our Power of Attorney Act being enacted, powers of attorney needed to specifically reference land, the actual description of land, in order to be effective. And if it didn't, it wouldn't work. And so, you know, there might be those kind of things that that exist in other jurisdictions. Now, powers of attorney don't need to specifically reference them in Saskatchewan, but who knows what might exist in another place.
Is the power of attorney entitled to any form of compensation?
Yes, they are. There's really three ways to be compensated. One is if the fee is actually set out in the power of attorney. That is something that I often suggest to people that they do, because then they know what is being charged, and ultimately if the individual is taking on the task, they're deemed to have accepted that amount. The second way is if the court if the courts make an order setting a fee. And there's a third, and that is the fee that is set out in the regulations. And that actually provides for a monthly fee. So if you are actually appointed as a property attorney, you're entitled to charge 2.5% of monies received and 2.5% of payments made, and that's done each month. If you're a personal attorney, you're entitled to charge $15 an hour. Basically, fee comes out of the grantor's estate, and when there is a fee in place, there is, in a sense, an additional rule, and that is the attorney needs to provide an annual accounting of their activities as power of attorney.
If someone's exercising a power of attorney but other family members or friends think it's fraudulent, how can they contest it?
Well, there really are a couple of options. One is to bring an application to the court. There's always a supervisory responsibility the court has, and indeed they're never hesitant to exercise it. The second would be to lodge a complaint with the public guardian. Public guardian can make appropriate inquiries and indeed take appropriate measures as well. Usually the trick is that they are asking for an accounting, and indeed if one's not provided, they can go to the court to force one, and indeed usually the public guardian is an individual that is of help. I keep saying individual. It's actually a government department, mm-hmm. Somebody who's appointed, and they have a staff. The third mechanism really is the police. When one looks at fraudulent activity, usually that could potentially be a crime, and indeed police never are hesitant in investigating, because when we see a power of attorney is basically an individual that is in a position of trust. And that takes with it a very high standard of care, and police are not hesitant to look at that.
So what did I forget? Anything else that you think that our readers and our listeners might need to know about powers of attorney that I haven't asked you about?
I think all too often that individuals think only of a will and do not think about a power of attorney. What they must realize is that power of attorney allows for decisions to be made about the individual while they are alive. In my view, a very important document, because it deals with the person, the human being. A will deals with stuff. Yes, it is important to settle your affairs, but in my view, far more important to take care of the individual who is alive.
That's great, Ted. Thanks very much for talking to me today.
My pleasure.